Report: Hunter Biden's connected to chief spy of China through his Chinese-American secretary. By Edwin Mora on May 7, 2021. A business partner Hunter Biden called the chief spy of China. Assigned the president's son a Chinese-American secretary who was feeding him opposition research to help Joe Biden's 2020 election bid after the business venture collapsed in 2018, the Daily Mail reported Friday. The Daily Mail obtained the information from emails contained in Hunter Biden's alleged laptop from hell, which has become the gift that will not stop giving to critics of President Joe Biden and his troubled son. Under the heading Uncle Joe 2020, the former assistant encouraged the president's son to tell his father to lead by example, bring back sensibility, and emphasize his experience and age as a strength, the newspaper added. On Friday, the Daily Mail revealed. After launching his multi-million-dollar joint venture with SFC, Hunter was assigned a 29-year-old Chinese-American assistant, Jia Qi Bao, who quickly struck up a close and intriguing relationship with her Biden boss. At first, emails show the New York-based Bao diligently scheduled flights, hotels, and even doctor's appointments for the president's son. But mysteriously, the young assistant also sent him opposition research to help Joe Biden's 2020 election bid, urged him to take cash from the joint venture's accounts as the business collapsed, and wrote flirty and personal messages, and even ended up with Hunter's military dog tags in her New York apartment, the same tags he can be seen wearing in homemade porn videos he recorded on his laptop. After the joint venture had dissolved, Bao emailed Hunter with a conspiratorial message encouraging him to help his father run for president and listing talking points to combat criticism of Hunter's dealings with the Chinese. After only a year, the business venture between Hunter, his uncle, and the SFC collapsed in 2018. A joint report by the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committees issued in September 2020 examined Hunter's business deal with SFC, noting the company's deep ties to the communist Chinese government. It determined that the millions of dollars transferred from the firm to Hunter and his uncle raise criminal financial, counterintelligence and extortion concerns. Hunter's secretary, Bao, appeared very invested in having Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. In a March 2019 email to Hunter, Bao told Hunter, "You need to help Uncle Joe run for president. Your father should really run for 2020 for this country. He will be one of the best presidents in our country's history." Echoing China's foreign policy, Bao reportedly promoted negative stories about Trump for Hunter to use, including allegations of selling citizenship to corrupt Chinese officials, his alleged links to a Chinese-owned Florida prostitution parlor, and letting human rights violations slide in negotiations with China. Bao also took issue with Trump's trade war with China, reportedly lambasting it as a complete failure thus far, resulting in tremendous loss to Americans. Critics expected Joe Biden to be soft towards China, and Beijing appeared to favor him over Trump. The Daily Mail reported that it is unclear whether Bao knew of Hunter's business partner's alleged links to the Chinese intelligence services at the time, because she has not returned requests for comment on this story. Still, it acknowledged. After partnering with Chinese oil giants in the multi-million-dollar deal, Bao was appointed as his secretary and assistant, acting as a go-between for his Chinese business partners, translating documents and performing clerical work for Hunter in the joint venture. Hunter did not have any problem believing his new business partner at SFC was linked to the Chinese intelligence agencies, describing Patrick Ho to a friend in an audio recording on his laptop as the spy chief of China. In December 2020, Hunter admitted that he is currently the subject of an FBI investigation, allegedly for tax crimes. However, some news reports suggest the investigators may also be scrutinizing his dealings overseas. The business venture between Hunter and SFC collapsed in 2018, just a year after the president's son and brother, Uncle Jim, joined the deal under the impression it would yield billions of dollars. After Hunter called his business partner the chief spy in China, U.S. law enforcement reportedly surveilled the Chinese businessman later as a foreign intelligence threat before his conviction for bribery in 2018. Ho was suspected of working with the Chinese intelligence services and had been monitored by federal law enforcement under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the Daily Mail noted, citing court documents. The Daily Mail added. As Hunter's joint venture with the Chinese began to crumble that month amid the arrests of its two leaders, Thao wrote one of her most surprising emails encouraging him to raid the coffers of one of Hunter and Sfx's joint corporate vehicles called Hudson West. At one point, she even offered for Hunter not to pay her for her secretary work.